Here's a thought I'll title Removing Sharpness. And I guess this falls in the category of how we think determines how we behave. And for a lot of photographers, me included, I have to confess, sharpness is something we pursue in our photographs because it's an incredible virtue in so many kinds of photographs. So we have a mindset that searches for sharpness in the sharpest lenses we can find, in the best techniques that make the tiniest details visible and possible, in high megapixel cameras and tack sharp lenses, and it goes on and on and on. We spend a lot of time as photographers thinking about sharpness. That's the whole thing about tripods and in-body image stabilization and in-the-lens image stabilization and fast shutter speeds. It goes on and on. Sharpness is a big deal, probably because that mirrors human vision, or at least we think it does. That's another story. But we spend so much time zeroed in on sharpness that sometimes we forget that way of thinking can control our aesthetics. It's the same thing in my mind as the 3:2 aspect ratio in full-frame cameras. Because full-frame cameras dominate the marketplace, they also dominate the submissions that we get here at LensWork. I haven't done an actual calculation, but I wouldn't be surprised at all to find that 90% of the images that are submitted to LensWork for publication are a 3:2 aspect ratio. Not because that's what's best for the content, not because that's what's best for the subject, but because that's what the camera gives the photographer, and they never question it. They never think beyond it. That just becomes so ingrained in their way of seeing the world that maybe that's even how they see the world, is in a 3:2 aspect ratio. But of course, that's not the only choice. There's Micro Four Thirds, there's Hasselblad and square formats, etc., etc. It goes on and on. Well, it's that habit of thinking that I'm trying to address with this business about sharpness. Just because we have a habit of thinking about sharpness and pursuing sharpness and tack sharpness, pinpoint sharpness, we have all these terms, because that's the way we think about it, that's what we tend to pursue. Not necessarily because it's the best choice for the subject or for the composition, but because that's where our habits have been developed, and it becomes a reflex to think in terms of the sharpest possible picture we can make. Yes, but does that apply to every single subject in every single composition in every single example? Well, clearly the answer is not. There are times when it's appropriate to remove sharpness, to create a very soft mood and atmosphere in the images that mirrors the content. And I've seen this done ever so many times. It was the thinking that I was using behind my book, Dreams of Japan. Dreams are not always sharply focused, tack-sharp things. They're a little fuzzy. And so I created images that were less than tack sharp, less than my lenses and my cameras were capable of giving me. I had to introduce a softness to the processing that made the images feel more dreamlike. Well, a dream is one aesthetic that requires a soft focus, but there are lots of others. Which reminds me of one of my favorite stories of all time since I've been publishing lens work, from Larry Weiss, who did very soft images by using diffusion under the enlarger lens and a matte paper. And he was showing one of these images to a friend of his who said, "Yes, but I'd like to see more leaves in the tree. They're all fuzzy and out of focus." And Larry said, "Well, you knew it was a tree, didn't you?" And his friend said, "Yes." And Larry's response was, "What more do you need to know?" I thought it was a brilliant observation. With that image, the mood that was created by obscuring the leaves and removing that tack sharp abilities of his lenses actually made for a better photograph. I would propose that making tack sharp images is as much a gimmick as making soft focused images. Both of them can be overdone Both of them can ruin photographs as well as make photographs. The issue is, as creators, can we develop a sensitivity to know when each of these is the appropriate technique? And sometimes removing sharpness. And sometimes, contrary to popular habits, removing sharpness is the better answer.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.